You mentioned that often Ajahn Chah pushed the students through their suffering in order to help them let go. You mentioned that occasionally this was difficult stuff. Can you share some specific stories, examples of this happening? What comes to mind is one particular monk who is very restless, and he had actually been a monk with Ajahn Chah, left, went back to England, and Ajahn Chah had teased him then. There's some characters that he connected with quite well, which sometimes is a blessing and a curse, because he could be merciless sometimes when he had your number and tease you, but he this one particular monk was quite restless, and then he left the robes and then came back and asked to reordain with Ajahn Chah, and Ajahn Chah just gave him a really bad time. He said, "Ah, oh, you're so restless, and you never don't commit to anything. I'm going to keep you as a Anagarika white for at least 7 years, maybe 10." And so he was, the monk had to, or the, I mean, he did reordain. Ajahn Chah would give him a bad time. And of course, he never followed through with that. He reordained them at an ordinary kind of pace, and then the young monk was, he's only like maybe a year or so as a monk a second time around, and he asked to go on Tudong, which is like a wandering pilgrimage. Which is ordinary for monks, but generally, and especially as a disciple of Ajahn Chah, you usually have to have at least 5 years training as a monk before going out wandering. And it happened to be hot season, and then Ajahn Chah said, normally I wouldn't let somebody do this, but if you want, maybe if you'd commit to doing some keeping certain practices, then I'd consider it. And the monk was, "Oh yes, whatever I can agree with to get out of here." And Ajahn Chah said, "Okay, that was the feeling that the monk had," and he said, "Yes, well," he said, "well, maybe just keep a couple practices while you're there, so like." No taking of any rides. If you're going to go on Tudong and walk, do it the old way. And just don't be taking any rides, and don't stay in any place longer than 3 nights. So he said, and he, at that point he was sort of happy to agree to anything just to get out of the monastery, and he went off on his Tudong. And it was about a month or so later, or 6 weeks, I can't remember when it was. And because I was staying at the monastery then, I knew when he left. And then he showed up back at the monastery. And I saw him. I said, "Oh, good to see you back. How are you doing?" He said, "Oh, God, Ajahn Chah tricked me again. That was so hard. That was so awful. I was getting out on Tudong, but it's just hot season and not being able to take any rides. It was just miserable. And then, just as I was getting comfortable after a couple of days, find a nice place, then I had to go and leave. So I'm just so happy to be back." That's a good example. I mean, Ajahn Chah would. I mean, he understood human nature very well, and he was was good kind of guiding as well as thwarting, so that's an example.